Of course he does this willingly and without thought of his own rewards, Jakob endorsed his uncle's altruistic intentions. They were sitting together by the small fire in the soot-blackened lean-to kitchen of the caravanserai and eating the stew of mutton, wild onions and chili. Considering the insalubrious surroundings in which it had been cooked and the venerable age of the fly-blown ingredients, the dish was tastier than Penrod had expected. I am grateful to Wad Hugmer for his assistance, but my question was, how much does he need? It was only as a last resort that Penrod had agreed to enlist the assistance of the uncle in his plans. Jakob had convinced him that Wad Hugmer knew many of the Mahdi's entourage and members of his palace household. With his uncle to help them, Jakob had considered it unnecessary to bring to his master's attention the offer of assistance conveyed by Bakhshit on behalf of his own master, Al-Sakawi. In any case, his animosity towards Bakhshit was so deep that he could not bring himself to do anything that might redound to his rival's credit or profit. He had refrained from mentioning to Penrod his meeting with Bakhshit. "It will not be less than 50 English sovereigns," Wad Hugmer said, in a tone of deep regret, watching Penrod's reaction. "That is a small fortune," Penrod protested. Wad Hugmer was encouraged to be dealing with a man who considered 50 sovereigns only a small fortune, rather than an extremely large one, so he immediately raised the bidding. "Alas, it could be a great deal more," he said lugubriously. "However, the fate of these poor females has touched my heart, and Jakob is dearer to me than any son. You are a mighty man and famous. I will do my best for you. In God's name, I swear this." "In God's name," Jakob agreed automatically. "I will give you £10 now," said Penrod, "and more when you show your intent in deeds rather than in fine words. You will see that the promises of Wad Hugmer are like the mountain of great Ararat, on which the Ark of Noah came to rest." "Jakob will bring the money to you tomorrow." Penrod did not want to reveal where he kept his purse. They finished the meal and wiped the last drops of gravy from the bottom of the dishes with scraps of durra bread. Penrod thanked the uncle and wished him good night. Then he signed to Jakob to follow him. They walked out into the desert. "There are already too many people in Omdurman who know who we are. It will be unsafe to stay any longer in your uncle's house. From now onwards we will sleep every night at a different place. Nobody must be able to follow our movements. We must see, but never be seen.